We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It is that time. We are chatting with Stu Mack. That would be one Stuart McMillan. Good morning.
Hey.
So I thought I would ask you some thought-provoking questions now that you're back from vacation.
Ah, good.
If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
It would probably be the honey badger, you know, because the honey badger, it's just a mean old animal and they just hate everything and they go out and they look cute, I think, from afar, but they're pretty ferocious, I think.
That's not a bad answer. I would say maybe in the same line of thinking, the raccoon.
I mean,
they look from afar cute with the rings.
Yeah.
But they're nasty. They are nasty.
They're gross, and they would be kind of jerks. Be like, hey, why didn't you leave that plate for me?
Yeah.
You should have left the food all for me. And now that you haven't,
I'm going to be rude to you.
I'm going to destroy your trash can right now.
All right, here's another question.
Okay.
What was the best thing before sliced bread?
Oh, this is a great question. Sliced bread, Chillicothe, I think, Missouri. They call it the home of sliced bread. But before that, what would be the thing? I guess it would be the entire loaf. Because have you ever just smelled bread baking in the oven?
Yes.
You were in another part of the house or maybe on a different part of the street and you could smell it from far off and your nose just kind of like picked you up and you started levitating like David Blaine over to where the bread would be and the baker says, sure, bonjour, let's have more bread. I don't know what bread is in French.
Pain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pain.
P-A-I-N.
Is it? Okay. Well, you'll say it and I'll mess it up. It's pain?
It's pain.
It's pain for some people.
Okay, here's my next question.
How
long would you survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh.
And what would your plan be?
Plan B? I don't have to have a
plan A.
Okay, okay. Oh, the plan B. A.
What
okay.
would your plan be? B-E.
V-E. You have to spell things out for me, you know. This is Chat with Stu Mack, right? I have this image of a huge, burly, tough guy. That's just what I look like. That's a joke, by the way. There's supposed to be laughter and applause. Wow, this guy's so funny. But it's not really the case. I dressed up as a lumberjack a couple years ago because I had the handlebar mustache going. And, you know, I found this thing from Dollar General that looked like a lumberjack, or, you know, lumberjack jacket and had the big axe. And I just felt like, I wonder who I'm fooling as I'm walking around, you know, this Halloween neighborhood with my axe. And
so I'm gathering that your plan would be
to
dress up like a lumberjack.
Yes, that is my plan. Sorry, to get to the point.
Scare the zombies. I think it's a good plan. I'm sticking with you.
Okay, yeah.
If you had an intro song that played every time you walked into a room, what would it be?
Oh, gosh, this is such a good question. Theme from James Bond. Because I grew up watching all the films and even reading some of the books and finding them recently that there were others more than I thought. So yeah, I think James Bond,
I mean, I know the song.
The whole song. Do you know that song? Let me hum it for you.
You know what?
It
makes me think of when baseball players get up to the bat or hockey players score a goal. You know, a lot of teams, they have individual songs. And what's really funny to me is that I'll be sitting in a baseball stadium and the song will come on and I'm like, really? That's the song you chose?
Yeah, I know. So like, many.
The theme from Frozen?
I know. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to get the crowd energized and into the game, and they sing like, in the arms of the just like, really?
Okay, so if you could pass one talent on to your kids, I know you have three kids.
I do.
What would it be?
I do. You know, yeah, passing things on to your kids, I'm finding out that it's not that easy. Like my son Samuel, he'll go to a ball game with me, but man, at his age, at 12, I knew like every stat, every player had baseball cards. It's just, he's like, doesn't know any of the players or doesn't keep up with it. Or there's other things that he's really into that I'm not.
Yeah, but that's good parenting, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're doing your job.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You expose, I mean, this is just me speaking, not giving advice here.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Good. Yeah. We'll have to have a long disclaimer at the end of this.
Right.
Anything Scott Jacobs says about parenting, it should not be taken by the grain of salt.
Exposing your kids to things is great.
Yeah.
But, and then they can decide. Well, let's wrap up with this question.
Ah, good.
Because we are dealing with two wars right now.
Ooh.
What would be...
Ending with war.
Another disclaimer. We end with war with every segment of Chat with G-Mac from here on out.
All right. What would be some interesting alternatives to settling conflict?
This is great.
Besides... guns.
You know, I was in Dolphin Island, right? And I was at the beach, and they have a fort there. And I read up about the CSS Alabama. Now, this particular vessel took out 65 Union ships. They finally caught it in France, is how far they chased this thing. And it was the last ever declared battle of a ship in, like, naval history. And the Geneva kind of stopped that. Now they want to take these conflicts. Instead of shooting big, giant cannonballs at each other, they do it at a table.
What, do they play Risk?
Yeah, that's the thing. But what do they do at that table? Is it a game of blackjack? Is it Risk? Is it some kind of arm wrestling thing?
That's funny.
Maybe leg wrestling.
No, I think the other obvious answer is food fight.
Oh, that's great. Like the one from Hook, you know?
Or Animal House. Well, that's it. I mean, we have solved the biggest problem in the world.
I think this has been the most successful Chat with Stu Mac episode ever.
I think we might have to quit.
I feel, but hey now.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Yay, hey. It's back. Oh, good. We haven't been canceled.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.